Hair, brother. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 31st, 1898. Dear brother Hair, I will say in regard to your first letter received in the mail before the last, I have no special light upon this subject, and cannot give you information upon the point that interests you. I advise you to consult with Wesley Hair and his wife, as they know the one you have in mind, and would be the proper counselors. I know, as you say, that you must be lonely in your old age, and if there is one whom you could love, and who would reciprocate that love, I see no objection. But as I do not know the lady you have in mind, I cannot speak as could one who knows both parties. One thing is certain. You know that he whom you have served for many years will be to you a safe counselor. Rest your case with him who never makes a mistake. Our time now, both yours and mine, is short, and we need to be ripening for the future immortal life. Christ says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14, verse 1-3. Let us rejoice in this, and take on just as few worries as possible. The invitation to old and young is, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 28-29. Thank the Lord, with heart and soul and voice, that there is a haven of rest, sweet rest. It is your privilege, and it is my privilege, to accept the invitation and rest. We want now that our remnant of life should be as free as possible from every perplexity and care, that we shall have repose in the life of Christ. "My yoke," he says, "is easy, and my burden is light." Verse 30. The Lord will not disappoint any who put their trust in him. He will be first and last and best in everything to us. He will be a present help in every time of need. In these last days of service, we shall receive special grace and the peace that Christ would have us to enjoy. Courage in the Lord, my brother. Have faith in him who is your helper, and then you can make the same request as did David. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us place our hands in the hand of Christ, and we shall be held and led and protected by the power of Christ. May the Lord bless and strengthen you, that your last days may be your best days, fragrant with the softening, subduing influence of his love. The Lord bless and keep you, and give you repose in his love, is my most earnest desire for you, my brother.